Welcome back, everybody. My name is James Ayers. This is Two BDMs and a Mic. This is episode 21. And as you can tell, Tanya is my special guest today. She looks a little different than Christy. So Christy unable to join us today, but I do have Tanya Swan today as our special guest, and we are celebrating her 20 years of Beaches, Turks, and Caicos. Tanya, can you just say hi to everybody really quickly?
Hi, good afternoon, and it's a pleasure being here with you, James.
Listen, we are super excited. I've actually, you know, it's funny. I've talked to a few directors today and my own boss, and I said, you know, Tanya, I've known Tanya for 5 years now, and I'm probably more nervous in today's episode than I've been in the 20 previous. And if, you know, if Garth Laird happens to watch this later or catches us, he's going to give me a hard time, because I'm thinking more nervous talking to you than I was talking to you.
It's all good. It's all good. No need to be nervous. We're good. We got this.
So anyways, before we jump into kind of your story and we talk about what's going on, I do have a few housekeeping notes that I want to mention. Quite a few of the promotions still going on. If you're on the TA portal, please jump into that. Check out the promotions. Don't forget the Sandal St. Vincent contest is still going on. The booking window is until May 8th. The travel window is from now until December 31st. And the top four travel advisors in the USA with the highest revenue will win a 6-day, 5-night stay in a butler suite at Sandal St. Vincent. Of course, these are direct bookings only with UVI. Also, the air credit for St. Vincent is still in effect. That booking window is until April 17th right now. So 2 more days on that. And of course, there's a couple of other things going on. We also have another virtual wedding this Wednesday at 6 p.m. You will see that later if you happen to catch this on Spotify or Apple Podcast or YouTube. I will put a link to Wendy White's virtual wedding, some webinar and stuff on there. That way you guys can register and you don't want to miss that. Let's see. The last couple announcements I have, some interesting announcements. If you're advisors across the globe, across the region, we have a couple of promotions that were announced recently. Our National BDM of the Year, which was Yasmin Davis out of the, I want to say the Louisiana area. If I am wrong, please, Liz Perky, do not be mad at me. I believe that they are at Antigua right now at a regional conference themselves. But Yasmin was promoted to a Senior Business Development Manager. And also from the Midwest team, Amanda Funk out of, I believe, the Tennessee area. Oh, Chad, our number one fan who's already commented, please don't kill me if I got her region wrong. She has also been promoted to Senior Business Development Manager, and I believe this is the first public announcement of that. But I did, listen, Tanya, I don't just overstep the bounds completely sometimes, not always. I did get permission from Chad Kruger. So a big shout out and a congratulations. If those BDMs and you're familiar with them, please reach out to them, give them a big shout out and congratulations. They both worked very, very, very hard to get where they are today. And it's awesome to see the promotions going on. So Tanya, let's jump in real quick. Today is all about celebrating your 20 years, and I've got a number of comments, people already jumping up on here saying congratulations, lots of people just excited to see you on the show. So it's been 20 years. Take us through your journey. What did you do before, and how did you end up at Beaches, Turks, and Caicos?
Well, good afternoon again. My name is Tanya Swan. As James said, I am the director of sales groups and conventions here at Beaches Turks. Before I came to Beaches Turks, I have had 26 actual years in the hotel industry. I worked for two other local resorts in Turks and Caicos, in Providenciales, actually, because I do hail from the beautiful island of Grand Turk, and I moved here. And I worked at Ocean Club West at the front desk. I got some experience there, and then I went on to the Allegro, which is now the Seven Stars here in Providenciales, as the secretary for the GM. And of course, Allegro was going out of business, so the human resource manager at that time, she was trying to get us placed somewhere. And I came for an interview at Beaches Turks and Caicos on the 15th of April, 2004, and I was hired on the spot that day by the GM then, Mr. Joseph Zellner. So my journey began in 2004 as the secretary for food and beverage. And I went into food and beverage. It wasn't just about answering the phones or the emails. I got to be more in the operation in the evening. So I did the 9 to 5 And then the 5 to 10, I actually went into the restaurants. I was a hostess. I helped polish silver. I had my own side station. I set tables, lift trays, because I wanted more outside of the office and I wanted to know more in the operation. But then for me, I still wanted more. But one day, Mr. Derek Meany, he came and he brought a letter of complaint from a guest. And he asked me to answer that. How would I answer that letter? And he gave it to me and I answered. And then next thing I know, I was offered to be the administrative assistant for the GM, for the GM's office. So I'm like, okay, I can handle that. So I was there for a while. And then there was an opening in the sales and weddings department, because back then the two departments was one. So there was an opening for their administrative assistant. So I say, okay, I'm not going to leave the GM, but I'm going to try my hand out in that area. So I went over there. I was the administrative assistant. And then I remained in the sales office and I became the banqueting coordinator. And then I was promoted to senior sales exec, senior sales manager, the resort sales manager. And then today, my current position as the director of sales groups and conventions. But holding down all those positions, and I know a lot of you follow me on Facebook, and you see I love to write, and I love to share my story, and I love to motivate people and inspire people. But holding down all those positions, I still got a chance to upgrade myself educationally, because I wasn't afforded the opportunity to go to school like everyone has. So I got on the job training and I was able to obtain my associate's, my bachelor's and my master's in hotel tourism leadership here at Beaches, Turks and Caicos. And of course, throughout all of that, I was recognized for all my hard work throughout the years. And I have been, if I total them up, it's been 16 awards over the last 20 years of different, you know, accolades for me. I've been manager of the year. I've had manager of the year on resort, and I've had manager of the year in the chain, the most reliable and responsible team member award. And I was also the Turks and Caicos shining star for the entire Turks and Caicos. 1 year, 2016, actually. So it's a lot more. But on my journey, it also helped me to find my passion, which is helping people. It has also helped me to find what I love to do. Because as a little girl, I wanted to become a lawyer and help people. But I wasn't fortunate to go to school. But once I got into the industry, it was helping people. And from then, all the opportunities that was given to me here at Beaches, Turks and Caicos, I took them, I ran with them, and I have accomplished so much, both professionally and personally. I've grown. I mean, I've made a lot of friends, and they're my family now, including you and the travel advisors and their clients that keep coming back to Beaches, Turks and Caicos. But it has helped me with my faith in God, my strength. And, you know, it's just every day is a learning experience for me in Beaches, Turks and Caicos. I meet a lot of different people, even with my team here at Beaches, Turks and Caicos, especially my sales team, the support over the years from Mr. McAnally and all the management here. It has motivated me to move, to do what I do best, and that is to make sure that everyone who sets foot in Beaches, Turks and Caicos is happy. No matter your concern, no matter if you're feeling a kind of way, you'll find Tanya and she'll fix it for you.
You know, Tanya, it's really interesting that you talk about all the accolades you have. You know, I made a banner today that you can see scrolling across the top. This is the start of Tanya's post. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put all her accolades on it. I can only put 1,000 characters, Tanya, and they didn't fit. So this is just like the first paragraph of here. Like I honestly couldn't get it all on there. Now, for those that don't know, Tanya was, this is the first resort I think I stepped foot on from boot camp to doing my own back to the beach. I think they were still called FAMs back then. And my career and journey in Sandals and Beaches Resorts has a lot to do with the things that you've taught me over the years and the things that I've learned from you and the care that you've given to my advisors in my territory. And I know many other advisors. In fact, I found an old picture of you. Of course, for anyone that follows Tanya on Facebook, you know, she posts about 350 photos a day. So to scroll back this, Tanya, I found your Manager of the Year award. I believe this is from 2011. So very interesting there. It's kind of a throwback for you. And of course, I have a special guest today that wants to jump on and just kind of thank you for all that you've done. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Ian Brown. He is stepping in for David Ridge because who knows where David is today, but maybe we're saving time without David. So Ian, I give you the floor, sir. And anything you want to say to Miss Tanya here?
I promise I'll be shorter than David would have been today. And I think there's a lot of people who want to say share some things about you, Tanya, but you really do. You mean so much to us. You do so much for us. We can't thank you enough. Obviously, your overwhelming support throughout the years, but it's actually perfect because you mentioned it a little bit of yourself, but I just want to say thank you for your positivity, not just in person. You know, you're always super positive on Resort when we're there on these back to the beaches, and when we're there with our families, you know, at James's wedding, when I'm there on vacation, but social media specifically, you even mentioned that, James alluded to it, but you're always so positive on social media. We're used to, you know, there's just so much negativity out there. And it's always just a breath of fresh air seeing Tanya Swan's posts. So thank you for not only all that you do, but just, you know, all the positivity that you put out there in the world. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You're welcome. And it's always a pleasure working with you guys as well, having you guys on Resort, whether it's for work or for your personal stay. And I'm always here.
Thank you. Thank you, James, for the time. Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ian, for stopping by. I appreciate it. You know, Tanya, today, like I said, it's all about, you know, I didn't really prompt you exactly what we were going to do today. But today is about, honestly, it's about celebrating you and the 20 years and what you have done for us as BDMs, what you have done for the directors and just the region and the travel industry as a whole. Some of the advisors, if you're watching this on YouTube later or listen to audio podcast, remember every Monday we do go live if you want to interact with the show. So you'll see a number of advisors right now, if you are watching live, that are commenting and we're posting those comments up. So much thanks to you, Tanya. And of course, we wouldn't be remiss if we didn't add another guest here from the Southeast region. I believe they're in the middle of a conference, but I'm going to see if I can get them to join us real quick here.
We love you.
Congratulations, Tanya.
We wish you came to us now, but look, we're even best. We got you right here. Congratulations. And look, we got you flowers.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. It means so much to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
We love you. I love you, too. Aww.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, guys, so much. Enjoy your conference.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, Tanya. James. Wow, James, you're putting me on the spot here.
Listen, you know, I told you it's all about celebrating to you. And we're not done, honestly. I tried to pull out quite a few stops today. We mentioned a little bit earlier, they do have a virtual wedding thing coming up. And I know because of my own wedding, there are so many things. I mean, Tanya, your team, the wedding team, and what you guys are able to do, if you remember my wedding, it was between two hurricanes. We were literally speaking on the phone. I was like, Tanya, I don't think I'm going to be able to get there. And you just said, James, relax. Don't worry. It will happen. We got there and there was no beach. And Christelle said, there will be a beach tomorrow. Do not worry.
There will be. Yes. Beach.
So
I remember.
I'm going to bring on Wendy White here.
I still remember when I met Tanya for the first time back in the fall of 2009. And I was brand new to that resort. I had no idea where I was going and got lost a lot. And Tanya actually saved me. But I do want to recognize how Tanya has consistently always impressed me with her calmness, her kindness, and her composure. It's like nothing ever frazzles you. As much as we've gone through, everything that could ever happen has happened, and Tanya still remains that kind, calm, composed human being, which I love and need so desperately. But I would say over a lifetime of workshops and fam trips at your resort, you consistently shine and make everything come together for us. And for me, on behalf of all those former trainers that you used to know and love, I'm still in touch with so many of them, but you certainly really lent a helping hand on so many levels. And I want to remind you of those mega fans where myself and a few others were living on property for weeks on end to greet those hundreds of people. And just every single week, a new batch of travel advisors. And yet each and every time you and your team come out smiling and gracious and welcoming. And so believe me, when I come back with a fam trip in 2 weeks from today, I look forward to seeing you and all of your smiles and warm hearts.
Oh, thank you, Miss Wendy.
So listen, that's another person that comes on. And Tanya, you know, there's a lot of advisors watching today. I do want to point something out here before we bring on our next guest. There's a lot of competition on about our view count and who gets the most views and who's watched the most episodes. Now, right now, of course, our vice president of trade sales, Garth Laird, is trailing a little bit behind Chad Kruger, the director of the Midwest. You know where they both trail behind, Tanya? This is how I know that you're so loved and travel advisors, you're so integral to the travel advisor community, is you hit 65 live viewers concurrent at one time today, and no one before you has gone over 50. Now, we've had thousands of views afterwards, so we'll see where you stand in a week. But for live viewership today, you have topped the highest number that we've had live. And that really is a testament for what you do. So if you are a travel advisor and you're new and you're kind of like, oh my God, what's going on? Normally they give us all these facts and stuff. Tanya is the, you know, sales director, the sales manager, director of groups, conventions, and everything. I will put her email address in the YouTube episode and audio version, or not her YouTube, her email address a little bit later. And that way you guys can reach out to her. So if you have clients here, especially sometimes some tougher clients, 100%, please reach out to Tanya. Let her and the team know ahead of time. They do an amazing job here. And speaking of the guy with the record of total views, we're going to go ahead and bring him on from the Midwest team, the director of the Midwest, Mr. Chad Kruger.
Tanya, oh my goodness, my dear, how are you? Listen, I've missed you so much, but I had to jump on here. You know, it's 10 years ago is when I started. So Wendy brought up the whole mega fams, and that was the first time I really saw you when I was, you know, bringing in 150, 60 advisors and you were hosting us. But every single person, all the comments, like, you are so loved. You make such a big difference to what you do, not only to us, but the clients, the advisors, everybody. My kids, you know, we travel to Turks every year for our family vacation. And my kids are always like, are we going to see the pink lady? Right. They, you know, they always want to see the pink lady, Tanya. And, you know, you make such an impact. You're so loved. We love you to death, Tanya. Thank you for everything that you do. We look forward to, man, I don't know, 20 more years. Let's keep this going. But thank you so much. We love you. We miss you. And we'll see you soon, Tanya. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Chad. And, you know, I love you guys as well. Say hi to the kids for me from the Pink Lady.
Yeah, man, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, I know Chad will agree, but what's always amazing to me is, you know, I remember the kind of the first time I worked with you and doing those back to the beaches. And then like 7 months later, you didn't send me a happy birthday on Facebook like we all do because it's just easy and convenient. You sent me a personal message and I was like, whoa. Well, she knows my birthday. Like, I don't even know if it went on Facebook yet or if we were even friends on Facebook. But you are just one of those people that you'll meet somebody one time or talk to somebody one time and you'll remember almost every detail about them. I wish I could still do that. I feel like my old age is catching up and I'm not able to do that anymore. No, but it is incredible just what you're able to do. And, you know, I have another person here that started at about the same time I did. And we kind of grew our friendship at your resort during our boot camp. So we got good old Coach Joe here.
What's up, Tanya? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy 20. Yeah, as James mentioned, I mean, it all started with you. Our boot camp was at Turks and then Royal Bohemian. Same as him. I've had so many advisors down there that you've been kind enough to deal with and guide us along, as well as family. My sisters are coming there in July, so I just want to say congrats, and it's always a blessing to be down there with you.
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for stopping in, Coach. And another person I met actually for the first time at your resort, and thanks to them, I am doing this show with Christy Konopacki on the regular. So we've got a surprise guest here. She is in charge of all of our, I don't even know her title, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, because she does about 450,000 things a day.
Hello, my friend Tanya. I'll make this quick. I won't tell a long story like David Ridgewood if he was on. But,
so many jokes about David.
we can't help it. We can't help ourselves joking about David. But anyway, Tanya, you're very near and dear to me. I think we really started to bond in 2009. I know you and I go back further than that, but we really started to bond as early as 2009 when we started rolling those mega fan planes into Beaches, Turks and Caicos. And I think you and I, there was in 2009, I think I spent 111 nights at Beaches, Turks and Caicos. And gosh, we got to know people, you know, really, really well. But over the years, Tanya, thank you for everything you do for us and our programs. And you know, we're coming down here in a few weeks with the Global TA Day Appreciation Back to the Beach with 60 rooms on that. So your team, you and your team, you're always buttoned up. You're committed. You're dedicated to our travel advisors. But personally, thank you for the kindness. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you for the friendship. All the best for another 20 years, Tanya. Lots of love.
Lots of love. Thank you, my friend. And, you know, I love you very dearly. And you're very dear to me. Thank you.
You too. See you soon.
Tanya, okay, so you know that it's a lot of people that we've brought on today. I know that you're probably going to kill me later for putting you on the spot. But as you can see, there's just so many people that honestly, I can say this 3 million times, and it will never cover what you do for us, what you help us learn as BDMs. And there's one more special guest that I have that has not come on yet. You're like, oh my God, who is it? Like, I don't know. You know, it's funny because this time this person has the platform to override you. And normally you're keeping them in line, especially with what snacks they're allowed to have. So I'm going to bring on Mr. Jamie McAnally.
Hello, boys and girls. Tanya, how are you? We were going around and seeing all kinds of fun stuff today. We knew today was a special day. And then, James, thank you very much for organizing this. It's great to see everyone, but certainly no one loves Tanya more than her immediate family here at Beaches, Turks, and Caicos. So I know we've got a little more surprises here in a little bit, but Tanya, obviously, you know, your journey is one that inspires many people. You know, we actually advertise when we recruit people about build a career in hospitality, right? And I think having individuals like you that have come so far from when you have started and those that you've influenced around you on a daily basis, you know, over the years have become better because of you. And, you know, I think when you talk about doing something in this world that is admired most, it's leaving a positive mark, not only, you know, in your environment, but with those that work with you. And you have certainly done that. And we love you. And we're just here next door. So we'll get the chance to come around and give you big hugs here in a little bit. But if anybody else wants to say anything.
Congrats from next door. We'll see you in a few.
Thank you guys very much for stopping by. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Boy, James. Hi, James, you sure are putting me on the spot here today.
Hey, good thing you're not out, you know, by schooners in front of all the guests where they're walking by watching some lady cry on the emotional.
Oh, man.
So, Tanya, if you have anything that you would like to, we're going to wrap up the show here. Again, today's episode was all about celebrating you and your 20 years. And honestly, I came from the bottom of my heart, from James Ayers, the BDM, from Christy Konopacki and the two BDMs and a mic show. You know, there's things that you've done over my career at Sandals and Beaches that have inspired me to do what I do today. You're a shining star in the sky for any downtime any of us have. Anytime we feel like things are too much or too tough to handle, you have always been one of the first people I reach out to. Any new BDM, I say, hey, if you want to get going the right way, try to do something at Turks and Caicos, work with Tanya Swan, and you will truly understand what the company is about and how much love that there is in this company and the family environment. So thank you again. And if there's any closing words that you have for the travel advisors, the community, or anybody that was here today, this is your moment here.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, James. You set me up because, you know, I thought we were going to actually talk about beaches, Turks and Caicos, my favorite part. But I am overwhelmed with so much love that I felt here today through this broadcast, through all of you. You know, you all are near and dear to my heart. But I want to truly, as I posted today on my social media, to dedicate my 20 years to just simply saying thank you. You know, I'm thankful for the opportunity that was given to me 20 years ago to work here, and for all that management, the existing management as well as past management, has seen the potential in me to where I am today. It's been a journey. It's been a journey both personally and professionally. And if I go back down the road, there might be a few things that I would change, but I won't change much. I have learned so much. I have been given so much opportunity to better myself, and I have met so much amazing people throughout this journey for the last 20 years. And that's travel advisors, their clients, you guys as the BDMs, the personnel in SRI, UVI, and my family here, right here on resort. So thank you so much for making me feel extra special today by doing this broadcast and honoring me. And I continue to do my best for all of you while I'm still here at Beaches, Turks and Caicos. I love you guys very, very much. And thank you so much.
Tanya, we love you very much. I think I speak on behalf of everyone from Unique Vacations and the Sandals and Beaches family. We all love you. You're near and dear to our heart. And if you are an advisor that was new, or you were kind of hoping about some updates today, don't fret. They're coming. Christy Konopacki will be there at, I believe, at Beaches, Turks and Caicos with her director and a few others, and Don Bolte and Coach Joe and all them. So I know that we will have an update sometime the first week of May. Christy will probably do an interview with Tanya and hopefully some of the entertainment people and whoever else you can convince to get over there and speak with Christy. So more updates will come, and you'll learn all about, you know, the new village and the new rooms that are coming, and maybe we'll get we can convince Jamie McAnally to give us an update on those when she's there, put him on the spot a little bit. Christy, if you do watch this a little bit later, don't forget you got to bring Smarties, but bring them to Tanya, because Tanya, you know, regulates what Jamie can or can't have on a daily basis. I don't know if he knows that yet, but you know, if you try to bring it straight to Jamie, Tanya will slap you on the wrist and yell at you. So don't make the mistake I made. But guys, thank you so much to all the travel advisors. Thank you much for so much for joining us today. Tanya, once again, thank you. We will see you on resort soon, and I will see everybody else next Monday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.